Hello and welcome back to this second episode of On Location with Martin Jorgensen, the new Nikonians podcast. This is Martin Jorgensen speaking, and today I have taken the opportunity to go outside and shoot in sunshine. The weather is beautiful here today. There's a low winter sun, and as I mentioned in my last podcast, I was going to try to get a trip out in low sunshine during this winter, and this is the day. The sky is clear and beautiful, and we have the most perfect low sun. And when I say low, it's really low. It's just around noon now, and my shadow is probably two or three times as long as I'm tall. So the sun is really low and close to the horizon, like it is in this part of the world. As you might know, I'm in Denmark in Northern Europe, and right here in the middle of December, it's very typical for the sun to rise late and go down early, and for shadows to be long, which is absolutely quite good, because a long shadow is just perfect for photography. There's an old saying, actually, as far as I remember, I don't remember who to quote, but somebody has said that the best sunlight is actually when your shadow is longer than yourself. So in this case, the shadow is longer than myself all day, so that's just perfect. Also, shadows are really interesting subjects to shoot. When you have long shadows, you can really fool around with the effect that that gives. So a long shadow is not a bad thing. What else do you get from the low sun? Well, of course you get the sun going through things because it's so low. I'm actually just looking at some reeds right now, some grass on the edge of a lake here, and the way the sun shines through that is just absolutely beautiful. I'm going to take a few pictures of that. And also, of course, you have the sun itself, which is low in the sky, and you can put that in pictures in different ways without just taking a picture of the sky. My Nikon D200 with me, and my 70 to 200 millimeter 2.8 lens, which is a very good lens to shoot in these low light situations where you want to probably isolate things, and it's not that interesting to get the whole sky. The sky is absolutely without structure right now. It's just blue, which is nice for the eyes, but probably not that nice on a picture. So I want to isolate different subjects in this beautiful light, and I can do that with the long lens and a very wide open aperture. Let me see if I can get a few of the reeds here. You get something from a low sun, which is quite typical. The light is very warm, like when you see a sunset or a sunrise. You actually often here I have again the reeds in the water with some reflections. I'll see what that can lead to. This is absolutely nice. I have the light going along here with long shadows on some of these small poles. I'm on a small bridge right now, so I have some nice little poles sticking up. I'm at f5.6. right now, so there's a certain amount of depth of field. I'm going to just open up a bit here and try on 2.8 and see if I can isolate one of these small white, nice white poles that I see in front of myself. The shadows are really nice. These are really long. The shadows are typically, as I said, two or three times the length of the stuff that they're causing them. So that's really great. Probably one of the best subjects today would be these grasses and reeds in the water. They can make some stunning images when you have the sun in the back here. Just shoot into the bunch and let the camera focus on anything. I have a very, as I said, shallow depth of field. The camera is having problems focusing in this extremely bright light. I'm shooting almost straight into the sun, but keeping the sun out of the lens, of course, I get some flare and some light on the lens, which can cause the picture to become quite light. But in this case, I actually think that might enhance the feeling of low winter light, so I'm not having big problems with that. The reeds are really, really nice here. The 70 to 200 has a manual override, so I can just grab the focus ring and just focus whenever I want to. So when the camera is not really focusing exactly where I want it to, it's just a question of grabbing the ring and just focusing. And that's absolutely the best type of lens you can get if you want to influence the results of your photography, and particularly where the camera is focusing. The type that has a motor in the lens and just allows you to just grab the focus ring and focus wherever you want, are absolutely the best type of lenses you can get. These are the lenses that Nikon refer to as AFS. If you buy Sigma lenses, for instance, third-party lenses, they're often called something different, like HSM or whatever, but basically they describe the same feature, which is a motor in the lens that focuses, so there's no screwdriver that goes from the camera to the lens. And often these lenses also have the manual override, so you can just grab the focus ring at any time and just focus where you want. That's a great feature. These swings, I have four swings made from car tires on a row here. They create kind of a fun pattern. Unfortunately, somebody put a big rock in the background. It kind of disturbs my picture. So if I want them clean, I have to just move a bit to the side here, because I don't want the big rock in the background. And actually, that makes the picture quite a bit more interesting. So I'm probably going to set on the VR here. I'm shooting at, let me see, oh, it shouldn't be necessary. I'm shooting at a 5/1000th of a second, so no need to spend battery on the VR. I would do that if I went below like a 500th or 250th of a second. In this case, there's no need to spend battery. I'm just shooting off a few pictures here. I have a very shallow depth of field, and I want to make sure that I get several different focus points on these swings, so that I can select the one that I like best. So the natural would be to choose the one closest to me, but actually I'm just fooling around and taking pictures where different swings are in focus. And the chains that they're hanging in also create a really nice pattern. That's quite nice. And the light doesn't make it worse, I would say. Okay, let's go across the dunes here and look at the beach and see what we have on the beach. One thing that is really nice to shoot in low light is splashing waves. You definitely want low sun if you want to take pictures of splashing waves, because that's when you get the option to get these splashes in the air. Unfortunately, the wave action here is not really, really amazing, but there should be an odd chance of getting a splash in one of these bunches of seaweed. And that's what I'm just going to try now. I have a place right in front of me actually with some very green seaweed and right in the sun here. I'm just going to have some fun. It's kind of a long shot to get splashing waves because you never know when they splash. You just have to take your chance and look at these extremely small waves. So I'm concentrating here, so sorry for the silence. I'm going to get a lot of overexposed areas in these pictures because there's so much sun and so much shine from the water, but it's actually not a big problem. I've now been driving around a bit and found this small church, which is really, really beautiful. And the sun is setting here, and I'm just going to see if I can find some stuff to shoot here. It's really a nice setting, and definitely this is a good place to hunt shadows. And I've put on my 17-55, and that's definitely going to work here. These very long shadows along the white walls of the church, they're just absolutely beautiful. There's a lot of play here in these tiles that are on the walls and on the roof, and since the sun is very low, it really gives a very, very special character to this place. I'm shooting at 55 at quite a shallow depth of field to get the details. I'm probably going to open up to 2.8 here, see what we can get. Quite nice. Let me get a picture of the whole church here, the tower, which is not that interesting, even though the light is nice. It's there's a lot more to look at the wall here, the stones and everything. Anyhow, just get a few shots here at full wide of the church. I don't know whether I can go in actually. Seems closed. And there's a house right there. There's a whole bunch of tiles here for the roof. They're typical Danish red tiles, and since they're in the sun, they're quite beautifully lit. I think I'm going to shoot a few shots there and then wrap it up. Oh, this is good. This is very good. I may have This gives me a nice even pattern, these tiles. Let's see if I can find something else here. Some close-ups. Trying to get down low here to get a view over the whole thing. quite nice. Quite nice. Trying to shoot down vertical to get a different perspective. And on top of that, I actually have the leaves in the background, which are quite, that's not that interesting. But the leaves are almost the same color as the tiles, and I might be able to combine those. I'm going to dig out my 70 to 200 here. Just put that on for the last few shots. The sun is almost in the horizon now, but I still have a bit of light that I can utilize, and I will do that. These tiles, which are quite beautiful. Let me see. Here. It's a thing you should teach yourself, is actually to change these lenses without too much stress or anything, and be able to do it with one hand on the camera and one hand on the lens, and be able to handle two lenses at one time, taking off the covers, lens covers and everything with one hand, because it's pretty neat to be able to do when you need to change in a hurry. Zooming in on these tiles and trying to get some compressed images where I can see these very repetitive patterns in the tiles. It's quite nice to look at, if you ask me. I'm just gonna see. Probably need to go down a bit further. Pretty good. Let's see if we can get down. It's always a problem to get further down. I have to lie down here because it's really just very even. Very nice. Very even. Covered it. There might be a couple of good shots in there. So I think I'll wrap it up for today. The sun is almost down, setting behind this quite nice house. If I go down quite a bit here, I may be able to hide the sun and take a picture of the lighthouse, or the light, top light on the house. You see, it's a bit on the bright side. It's very bright, but quite nice. Well, I think I'll stop there. The light is still quite nice, but I'm heading home. So I think that wraps up today's On Location with Martin Jorgensen, where we have been shooting in the low sun with a very, very low light situation, meaning not very little light, but very low angled light. And I think I caught quite a few good shots there. We'll see when I get back at the computer and look at the pictures. I'll definitely be back with another show. In between there, you will be able to listen to the sound slides, see some of the pictures and my comments to the pictures on the Nikonians.org website. And whatever the subject will be the next time, I don't really know, but I think I may go out and shoot some night pictures. We'll see. But until then, remember that you can go out and shoot a lot of pictures, and if you have any ideas or suggestions, questions or comments, please let me know. Drop by the website or drop me an email at onlocation@nikonians.org. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.